This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
But do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
Ah, bitch.
Lace him up, you
at
little bitch.
Club,
let's go.
Punch it, bitch.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch.
What is up with that?
She is an aloof bitch.
You freaking bitch.
Because these bitches behind me.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Resourceful little bitch.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
She's a grade A bitch.
Grade A prime bitch.
Google me, bitch.
He's a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
This son of a bitch.
I told you, dumb bitch.
You're a freaking bitch.
And there you have it.
Yep.
There you have it.
That was exhausting.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Freaking bitch.
Boy, that is.
Joey.
That is so choice.
God.
Yeah.
He really brought it today.
Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to determine which one is better between the two. They're both usable.
You're a freaking bitch. You freaking bitch.
I like the second one.
Wait, can you... Sorry, I was in the middle of a sneeze. Can you
One more time?
You're a freaking bitch. You freaking bitch.
Second one.
The second one sounds like he's in a mob movie.
They're so good.
You freaking bitch.
Can he say that on the radio?
I don't know.
He did.
Well, someone's unhappy. Now, next time, his friend, he can yell at Joey. My favorite of yours, I believe, is the, can we get a grade A?
One sec. Yeah. Hold, please.
That might be.
She's a grade A bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
That's mine. That's my favorite. When you throw in the prime, because it's like. You went grade A, and you're like, no, there needs to be. And so the prime is what makes it. That's my...
Grade A prime bitch.
The moment of pause, it's just that...
You're a freaking bitch.
Man.
Yeah, good time.
This show. All right, so let's get back on track. We're going to spell the spelling bee final word.
Dude.
You freaking bitch.
And we're going to assemble the perfect band.
Yeah, we watched a terrible movie last night, and it led to an interesting conversation.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Do you want to give us the word, Buckley, and let us practice during the break?
Sure. And I got to assume, or I got to make sure that I can pronounce the word.
Well, don't have a clip of them doing like they use it in a...
I do. Hold on, here it is.
Holding.
Éclaircissement.
What?
Yeah.
Is that
It's
English?
A French word. Hold on, here it is, a more English pronunciation.
Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement is the word that won the 100th Scripps Spelling Bee.
One more time.
Éclaircissement.
Could you use it in a sentence, please? Origin, please.
Origin is French. You might be able to tell. First known use, 1667.
Éclaircissement?
That's right.
Éclaircissement.
A clearing up of something obscure is what it means.
Éclaircissement.
Also enlightenment.
Boy, I wouldn't even... Can you tell me? I just want to know how many...
Does it start with an E?
This isn't how the spelling bee works.
No, this is not how it works. No. I just was wondering how many letters...
A bunch.
Yeah, how many letters is it?
You can't say that. That doesn't...
Dang it.
Éclaircissement. All right.
I'm going to take a shot.
Right, well,
15 letters. Good luck.
Well, now, see, that's...
Well, I don't think that's going to help you.
No, but at least I know that there's 15. I could have written one for four letters.
Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. All right. So now I know I got... That's the only hint.
We'll take a stab at it next. All right. This is the club on the fan. Okay, we are attempting to spell the final word of the 2025 Spelling Bee. Could you play it again, please? The word?
Your word is éclaircissement.
Is how the spelling bee guy said it today.
See, that sounded different than...
Well, it's a French word.
Yeah.
Éclaircissement.
So I'm having trouble with... I feel actually pretty confident about
really?
The... Well, it's éclair is French.
I went with...
So E-C-L... A-I-R, right?
Yes, I did the same thing.
Okay,
I went with
so that part is not hard.
Which, by the way, probably means it's not right.
Is that right? Are we? How are we doing?
Do you want to get to the end of the word first to see if you're right, or do you want me to tell you halfway through if you're right?
I want you to tell us halfway through if we got the éclair part right.
Yeah.
So we both want éclair.
So where it gets hard is right now.
Yes.
Is it an S? Is it a C? C-C-Mont. And I'm having trouble with the ending. Like, is it mon? Like M-O-N? Is it...
Your word is éclaircissement.
Cissement. But he said it's 15 letters.
And I thought it was CC mom. But so this is what I did. Because I thought there was a CC mom. So I went with two. I went E-C-L-A-I-R-S-E-I. Like this. I went with like the same.
You threw in an extra I just because you needed another letter,
didn't
you?
And like the river, right? The river Seine. Yeah. See, I don't know. I went with that. I don't know why I was thinking the Seine River. So I went S-E-I-S-A-M-A-H-E.
Okay.
C-C-M-A.
I have éclair, E-C-L-A-I-R. And then I went S-I-S-S-E-M-O-N-E. S.
No, and it wasn't really even close.
All right, what did we get?
What is it? After so we got éclair,
right?
We
got éclair, right.
From let's see, what was this kid's name? Young? I don't remember his name.
At least we're
here
both trying to think along the same lines.
Yeah.
Éclaircissement. E C L A I R C I S S E M E N T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
No, I wasn't that far.
Yeah, I mean,
I got the S and the C wrong. I was right. I S S E M. I was right. But it's meant, not mon. Like, so when they say mon, it's spelled
there's
meant.
T, yeah.
Yeah, I should have got
one more time.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
I'm
1, 2, 3, 4.
Love how Rob's trying to claim that he's close.
I am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12. I got 12 of the 15 letters correct.
Yeah, but not in the right order.
And you also got like the seventh one wrong, so you didn't even make it halfway before you were incorrect.
I got the CS wrong, but other than that...
Not bad.
Listen, I'm taking that as a W.
I got it. Rob, all right, well, hey, you did better than me.
I'm taking that as a W.
Freaking bitch.
Boy, that is so... I'm really enjoying that. It's a nice addition.
Hey, we're on time, right? So we can start a new... Yeah, so we can... Okay.
Yeah, you got a new story.
So what is the deal with this band
bit
you were talking about?
I got home last night. I met a buddy for buddy for a drink, and then I got home, and the BTJ and Oren were watching the third Bill and Ted, which don't. It is such, it's an awful movie. So bad.
No way.
And I tried watching it years ago when it came out. It came out during the pandemic, and I was like, why are you watching this? And it's just like, I don't know, it was on. So they were watching it, and in the plot of that is, of course, Bill and Ted's kids have to save the day, and they're both like teenage girls, because why wouldn't they be? So they have to go back, and they use the Bill and Ted time machine to go back and assemble a band that will save the world by playing like the ultimate song, right? And so they go back, and they get Louis Armstrong, and then they get Jimi Hendrix. They get a caveman to drum for, they get a cave person. I think it's a cave woman to drum. Sheena? They get, they get Mozart to play the keys. They get like an ancient, like Chinese flautist. They go get some famous, like from the 12th century.
Okay.
To play the flute, and then they get Death from Bill and Ted 2. He's on the bass, and then it's Bill and Ted, right? So that's the band. And I was like, God, this movie is so bad. And my daughter goes, yeah, this movie may suck, but if you had to Bill and Ted it, what's your band? And I was like, oh, you can put together. And she goes, it begins and ends with, and we both looked at each other and we said, Freddie.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, we were like literally on the same page. We're like, it begins with Freddie. Like, you go back in the time machine, you go back to 1981, and you get Freddie.
He's incredible, but I have a hot take about this.
Okay.
Because you posed this before the show, yes. And so I was thinking about it. And I am not going to go Freddie, only because he's incredible.
Yeah.
I want my front man, let's put it this way, mine is guitar-centric.
Sure.
Therefore, I don't, like, Freddie is almost too much for my band.
He's a showman.
Well, I love the showmanship, but his voice is so big that I want a little bit of a, I want the guitar to be the
focal.
Someone
who can dial it back a little bit. And this is
one of the things we talked about, because what I didn't like about the dumbass Bill and Ted kids, they were all over the map. Like, you know, you got to, like, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, this isn't the greatest musicians of all time. I'm forming a rock band. So I went, and she goes, well, what would you do? I said, I went lead singer. I went two guitar players because I want double guitars. Pearl Jam has double guitars.
I have three guitars in my band.
Yeah, that's fine, because the lead singer sometimes, like if you got James Hetfield as the lead singer, you would get a rhythm guitarist by default if you want to go that. I went two lead guitar. I went Freddie, who doesn't play guitar. I went with a bass player. I went with obviously a drummer. And then
you put on bass?
Well, we can talk about it.
Oh, not ready to reveal.
Well, I thought we were going to break.
No, we're on time. Yeah, we're doing good.
And then I went keyboard player. I want a keyboard player in mind because I think an underrated aspect of a good rock band is a kick-ass keyboard player. So that's what I went with. But you can go with this.
Well, I have three. I'm only going by humans.
Yeah.
And the sound that I think would just be freaking
rad. I did not pick. My daughter goes, well, you have to keep Death. And I'm like, I understand. But for the purposes of this, I went with a bass player.
I've got three guitarists, a drummer and a singer.
Okay.
And the singer can strum if he wants.
Sure.
Are you ready? Or do you want me to go first?
You want to go pick by pick? You want to go full band?
Yeah, I think you guys should like each pick a front man, then each goes.
So you know mine. Mine begins and ends. But, and
you
that
went
was my
Freddie.
I get in the time machine, and that's my very first pick. Is I'm going back, and we're getting Freddie. I said, brother, we got to save the world and you so you don't die. Because, by the way, we can fix AIDS now. We can't really cure it, but like Freddie doesn't have to die. Freddie, you're coming in here, and we're going to blow the door off this bitch.
Paul McCartney will be my lead.
I understand.
Because his vocal, I think, fits with what I'm trying to do. You'll see what I'm trying to do.
And it's a little more understated.
Yeah, it's not Freddie.
Yeah.
I need
AO coming at me.
I got to be honest with you. I really debated this.
Yeah.
Steve Perry. I might go Steve Perry.
Got some pipes.
So you aren't going with like a hard rock. You're going more.
Well, my vocalist is not.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Okay. So what do you got, Buckley? You doing anything over there? Are you being a?
Yeah. I like bands. I don't. I don't dissect
Buckley's
them.
Out on this bit.
Yeah, I kind of
okay,
am.
Fine.
Buckley, are you? Do you not? Is your wife not let you listen to music?
That's right. She doesn't let me listen to music.
Oh, you only listen to, like, her music, right?
I just listen to her.
That's disappointing.
Can I give you all three? So I have no basis.
I like music a lot. I don't think I can go through and be like, I like this drummer from this band. Like, I just like the band, and I like the way they sound.
You're out. Shut up.
Shut up.
You freaking bitch.
I have three guitarists. Right,
you go.
I don't know much about bassists.
Well, I'll go two, so you give me your guitar, I'll go mine.
Well, I have three guitarists.
I don't. Who's your first guitarist? Who's your first pick?
Do I have to rank them?
Yeah. Who's your first pick?
Jack White.
Oh, okay. My first was, I'm getting in the time machine, and he's dead. Some of my guys are alive.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
okay.
Like Jack White, you don't have to. He's alive. You just go meet
Dead's
Jack.
Dead's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got the time machine. Yeah. I'm going back. We're getting Eddie.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair.
I'm getting Eddie Van Halen.
So, Eddie, you've already got Eddie with Freddie.
Eddie with Freddie.
I mean, that right there.
We're bringing some heat.
I mean, you don't need anyone else.
No, we're bringing some heat.
Now, bass, like I said, I don't know enough bassists.
Yeah.
Like,
so, my bass player
I don't know who.
Is, and this is the only member of my favorite band that actually made the list. I'm going back and I'm getting, again, all dead so far. I'm getting the late, great Cliff Burton, who was Metallica's original bass player. We're going to Cliff them all.
Okay.
And Cliff Burton was an amazing bass player. I mean, obviously, like, the best bass player you already have in the band, dude. Paul McCartney.
Yeah, he played bass. He did everything.
Yeah, but he was mainly a bass player.
Yeah.
So you have
could use him as the bassist.
Yeah, you have a bass player and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, but I don't think we need. Well, wait till you hear my trifecta here.
Okay.
So now I've got David Gilmour with Jack White.
Interesting.
Which might make me.
Yeah. Are you going to have a moment?
Yes.
Now, if one were to wonder, what band is David Gilmour from?
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Buckley,
I've
never come close to slapping you, but if you were in this room. That might have been the one that the back of the hand. Did you just ask, one might inquire, what band?
One might.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Which is worse, not knowing what band? And by the way, you aren't much younger than us.
No, I'm not.
So which is worse, him not knowing that Wayne Gretzky won a Stanley
Ooh,
Cup?
That's worse.
Or David Gilmour? What band is David Gilmour in?
I think Gretzky's worse. But
I do, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a sports guy. And then my third guitarist is Tom Morello.
Yeah,
so
Tom's
great. I want Tom Morello, Jack White, and David Gilmour jamming together with a combination of Steve Perry or Paul McCartney on vocals and McCartney on bass.
And if someone were to wonder, Tom Morello plays for...
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
God.
I just...
Just no, shut please. Up. Just well, stay
who?
Out of it.
Who is it?
He's one of the great guitarists. He was the lead guitarist for what's its name?
Oh, you don't know either.
No, I just know him.
Uh-huh.
I know his
what
band.
What band did he play for?
I forget his band.
Oh!
It's Tom Morello. Everybody knows Tom Morello.
Yeah, Tom Morello.
What was his
that
band?
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Rage.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
But he
that.
Does a lot of stuff outside
he
of Rage.
He is widely considered one of the best guitar players of
so
all time.
So Jack White, Tom Morello, David Gilmour, Steve Perry and or Paul McCartney up front, and I've got Animal on drums.
See, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's what I got.
I didn't even think of Animal.
Yeah, because he'll just... I mean, the sound of this band is the guitar of those three geniuses, and it's going to be gold.
That's really...
So Animal can just play along.
Really stinking good.
And then Steve Perry can maybe belt out a few.
So I went with... Eddie was my first pick. He's my lead guitar. Cliff Burton, Cliff Amal, is playing bass. And I know he's still alive, but I'm going back to 1968. I'm getting prime Jimmy Page.
Okay.
Jimmy Page, for me, because like I know everyone loves Hendrix. His guitar playing is amazing, but I like the Zeppelin stuff better than that. And Jimmy Page, to me, is the... Him or Eddie are the two greatest guitar players of all time.
I think that's fair.
So I want Jimmy Page and I want Eddie, and we're just dueling. We're just going back and forth between those two. The range of that, plus Zeppelin has this isn't like a heavy metal. This is like, again, because I got Freddie, we're playing some, you know, this is going to be a little softer hard rock than a true metal. So I got Jimmy Page. Because I thought about, you know, there's so many good guitar players. You could do Jimmy, you could do
Led
Slash.
Zeppelin, I know that one.
Yeah, you at least you
hey,
thank
nice.
God you
Buckley's
knew
back.
Jimmy Page. Thank God. Now on the drums.
You think he looked that up?
I did not.
I certainly.
Hand of God, I did not.
Okay. Do you know who the lead singer of Led Zeppelin was?
Robert Plant?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Robert. No, it was Robert Palmer.
And then on drums, I'm taking Dave Grohl because, damn it, I want Dave Grohl in band.
Yeah. You love him.
You know who would appreciate playing with this more than anyone? Dave Grohl is the most, like, that man loves rock and roll more than any other human being I think that's ever lived. I thought about Taylor Hawkins. But
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But I'm taking Dave. And then the key to this whole thing that's going to bring it together is, again, much like Jimmy Page, I'm not taking Jimmy Page now. I don't want this man now. Because you think about him now, you're going to be like, that doesn't fit in, right? Because we're playing some rock here. But there's some bluesy rock here. I want 1975. Coked out of his mind. Giant glasses. Platform heels. Feather boa. Sequin. Elton effing John is rounding out my band playing the keyboards.
Wow, okay.
Not this Elton. No.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant, drugged out Elton.
All right.
And we're bringing the heat.
It's a good band.
And he's back there lighting pianos on fire. Let's freaking go.
It's a good band.
That's my band.
Have you ever seen the, there's a YouTube of Jimmy Page, The Edge? Is it The Edge, the YouTube guy?
Yeah.
The Edge?
Yeah.
And Jack White?
Yeah, it's called It Might Get Loud, and it's incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
Yes. It's a documentary about playing the guitar.
Yeah, and those three are just sitting in a room teaching each other licks.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You got to watch that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can find it. It's wherever. But it's
wherever.
It's, well, I mean, it's Netflix or
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, wherever you want to find it.
Greatness.
Yes. It's really, really good.
All right. Well, great job by Ryan Buckley.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, we learned something. He's not a big music guy.
No.
He's just not.
Bands are a blind... You shouldn't even say bands are a blind spot. I feel like I know plenty of bands. I don't know the players who make them up.
Can I ask you this? Do you know who made up the Beatles?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, no.
Who?
John Lennon,
yeah.
Paul McCartney,
yeah.
Ringo Starr, and George Harrison.
Oh, okay. Because the Zeppelin
one... that bad. Jeez.
Zeppelin's kind of... Zeppelin scared me. That you like... Well, you came up with Plant.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Zeppelin drummer was?
No. The other one I got in my back pocket...
I don't know who the
Neil Peart, Rush. Everyone always says he's the greatest drummer ever.
John Bonham is considered to be the greatest drummer of all time. And he was Led Zeppelin's drummer.
Or Neil Peart.
And when Bonham died, that was kind of the end of Led Zeppelin. I'm just happy you knew who Jimmy Page was.
Yeah.
That maybe.
I know Keith Richards, too.
I mean, there's so many good ones. Honestly, if it wasn't Freddie, because, again, the sort of sound I'm going for, it's not really like a metal. Otherwise, it'd be James Hetfield, who's my favorite band of all time, Metallica. If it wasn't Freddie, I was kind of kicking back and forth on where do you go? And Steven Tyler was one that came to me. Because I kind of want a flamboyant... Like, dude, that guy is an absolute machine. Mm. And then, as Buckley just brought up, which actually came up with a real name, Mick would also be an incredible universal frontman.
Well, yeah.
Show me.
I feel like that's low-hanging fruit, though.
I'm just happy he knew who Mick Jagger was.
Well, yeah. And Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Of Aerosmith.
No. I don't know Aerosmith's guitarist, but I know Steve Tyler.
Joe Perry.
Yeah, Joe Perry. The awesome. Great.
A great guitar player. Yeah. Someone said, I'm with Buck. You guys are music snobs. It's not a music snob to know who...
No, yeah. But to shame other people about not knowing music is a snobby music thing.
Well, I mean, some of that is...
You didn't know who David Gilmour was.
Well, Isaac picked Tom Morello and didn't know who he was either.
Oh, I know who Tom Morello is. That's why I picked him. I forgot his band.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Rage guy, but I'm a Tom Morello guy.
Yeah. Tom Morello is a savant. He is a...
He's amazing.
Yes.
I just feel like those three guys together would be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of it is like, you should really know that, you know, as a human being, you know. Mm-hmm. But maybe that is the definition of snobby.
It's possible.
I think it's like when it's one of those deals, like, you could be at a bar, and there's a game on, and then there's the fan who's the super fan, or even just the educated fan, and they think it's, like, dumb that the person next to him doesn't know who the weak side linebacker is for the Ravens. And you're like, well, I don't know.
Is it interesting not knowing who the weak side linebacker
is? What a
is?
Terrible comparison. Yeah. The Ravens' weak side linebacker
okay,
or
it's
the
more like
front
not
man?
Knowing the starting quarterback of the other team. I don't know.
We're not going to get anywhere here.
Well, that's good because we have to break.
Wow.
Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Keep Lane Kiffin.
All right, well, we're winded down here for the week.
I said, but can they fight a gorilla?
Who?
Well, you may have been gone, but the whole...
100 men versus
100
one
men
gorilla
versus
thing.
A gorilla, and so there was a whole other thing where it was like, you know, depends on what sort of man. People were like picking, if you had to pick 10 guys to fight a gorilla, that took over the internet for a while, because it was 100 randos versus a gorilla, and then they were like, I don't need 100, I just need 10. It just needs to be 10 of the right men. And so that someone asked, could your band fight a gorilla? It's kind of a...
I think mine could.
Tongue-in-cheek.
It'd be pretty gritty.
Well, I got a lot of drug use in mind, so you probably got some dudes that are a little, off the
rails.
That's
what you need to fight a war.
Yeah. I'm not sure coked up Elton John, though, is doing a whole lot. He doesn't really strike me much as a fighter, you know.
Did you see that John Mulaney did a bit based off of the 100 men fighting a gorilla thing?
No, what did he do?
He did, apparently he has a show now.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it.
Like everyone's in LA whatever.
He brought that.
It's quite good.
I think it's a daily thing now, isn't it?
Well,
I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it's daily. It's a funny show.
I like Mulaney, but I don't know.
Oh, I like how random and just pointless it is.
He himself has said, I don't even know what we're doing here, but they wanted to do a show and we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I've seen a few episodes of it. He's great. But, he said, could three 14-year-old boys take him down? Could, like, how beat many? Him up. 3 14-year-old boys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, could he beat up 3 teenagers?
Yeah. Yeah. And so they actually did it. They did. They brought out a ring. And
did they really?
They had headgear. They were all wearing suits. Yeah, like
3 14-year-olds trying to take him as yeah. take his ass out.
And 3 14-year-olds did take him down rather quickly. It was kind of dumb, but...
I kind of want... How did I miss this?
I don't know.
John Mulaney
Wake
fought...
Wake up.
Oh, I see it right here. John Mulaney fought 3 teens. Is John Mulaney in a tuxedo?
Yeah, they're in suits.
Every now and then I'll see random internet video of, like, MMA fighter takes on, I don't know, 14 karate guys or something like that. Like, it's over in Eastern Europe usually, or sometimes it's in Asia. Have you ever seen these, Sook, where it's like, there's one where it's like 3 women attacking 2 dudes or something like that?
Yeah, I've seen that,
like,
where they'll do, like, one guy versus, like, 3 little people or
right.
4 women versus a man.
And then there's a whole other, there's, like, a group brawl one where they just go, like, 7-on-7 in a big
Mulaney
cage.
This Mulaney 14-year-old thing is hilarious. Because I saw that he was talking about that. I didn't know that he actually did it.
Oh, yeah.
No, they actually did it.
Yeah, they did the whole thing.
Could you take 3 14-year-olds?
I mean... I'd like to think I could, but I don't know. 3's a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They come at you from different angles.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to see Rob take on 3 14-year-olds.
Well,
you can
we have
see being annoyed.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Like in our, in my jiu-jitsu class, we have teens that roll through there. So I do get to, I do get to see teenagers. I don't think they're quite as young as 14, but we get high school kids that are in there all the time. In fact, today in class, there was a couple of kids that were probably 17 years old. And a lot of it, too, is the size. Like, can you imagine Indomitian Sue at 14?
Yeah, these kids were, I mean...
Yeah, they just look like...
Skinny. They're just like
normal
pole.
Kids.
Yeah, they just look like normal. They look like normal kids. So, not all 14-year-olds are...
Created
equal. But
that's fair.
It is hilarious watching Mulaney fight these 3 kids.
And he goes down pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, the key is, again, if 2 people grab your legs.
Yeah,
and,
that's
you know,
one of them went for his leg.
Yeah, you gotta go for
he was
leg.
Toast. Pinned him. Pinned him.
I love that they're all in suits and headgear.
I know.
That is amazing. And yes, I would love to see you fight 3 14-year-olds. That would be incredible.
All right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, well, we're about out of here. It's enough work for a... Did we do a full week? We didn't.
No, it was Monday.
No Monday.
Yeah, so 4-day work.
20 hours!
I'm exhausted,
Ooh,
though.
Ooh, doggy.
Yeah.
Hey, who was in... it was Nemec did the three shows with me. Well, you were gone for six shows, so Buck did three, and then Nemec did three. And it was on the third day we were getting ready to get done, and Nemec goes, dude, I am so embarrassed. But he goes, I'm kind of tired. And I'm like... Yeah. No one should ever think that this is like a difficult job, but if you've never done
it
before,
it's difficult to do well.
Yes, but if
anybody can talk for 4 hours,
but
just,
that no, they can't. They cannot.
No, they can't.
Well, I just mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, and there is kind of a weird mental strain to trying to do that and stay on for that period of time.
I tell people, like, when you get done with the end of the week, and he only did half a week. Well, 60%. When you finish. A full week, 4 hours, or even just sometimes you do a show and you're done, you are tired. There's some sort of mental drain to it.
It's hard to perform this well for so long.
And then you tell that to your spouse and she tells you to shut your stupid face.
Yeah. I still don't think, I've been with my wife longer than we've had this show.
Yeah.
And I still don't think she really respects my prep time.
No.
Like, she doesn't care.
No.
It just looks to her like I'm sitting on the couch on my laptop.
The BTJ loves to actively tell whoever is in the room how little I do. Like, we'll be there with her friends or whatever. We're meeting someone, and they'll be like, oh, what are you? You're the radio guy, right? And I'm like, yeah. And before anything else gets, I've had this conversation at least a dozen times where one of her friends, oh, you do the radio thing. And I'm like, yeah. And then from the back, BTJ over the top, he doesn't do anything. He never works. And you're like, thanks.
Jeez.
Thanks, honey.
There's such a... I think that it stems from jealousy.
It is.
Of our 100%. Situation.
But also, to a lot of people, it seems like showing up, punching the button, and just talking. And that seems easy to people, but it's not exactly
it's
that.
Not, yeah.
Because we've done it where... stupid. When you have... We've done it where, like, we used to auction off hours or whatever, or FM DJs would come in here who are on the radio, but they talk for 6 minutes an hour. And they'll do like 40 minutes and they're like, oh my God, how do you do this? And you're like, eh? Not so. So I always say it's like juggling. If you know how to juggle, it's just juggling. But if you're not a juggler, have fun. Have fun standing on stage or being like a Benihana chef. Imagine just showing up there and then being like, yeah, make the choo-choo train, make the volcano. If you don't know how to do it, you're effed. For me, it'd be like a long-haul trucker. If you put me in like an 18-wheeler and I had to back it up, I just quit on the spot. I'm like, I'm done.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in an 18-wheeler into a...
Done. I just quit.
Wasn't that like your worst story ever, backing in the boat or something?
Yes. I was... My buddy had a big, I don't know, like a 28-foot boat that I had to pull. And then he was trying to have me back it into the water. And it was a busy day and people are like flipping me off and yelling at me. And a lady came over and like she took pity. And she goes, do you want some help? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, do you just want me to do it? And I got out of the car and let a stranger, a lady, get behind the wheel. And I was like, you know what? And she was awesome.
Freaking punch it, bitch.
Yeah. She got behind the wheel of the Navigator, backed that bitch in. And you could tell, like, she was like, look at, I'm like, I don't care. It was the most emasculating moment. I was so happy that it was done. And I refused to pull that boat ever again.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's another one of those things. It's just practice. You just got to do it.
No, I can't.
But
I'll never do it again.
You'd learn.
I don't care. I'll never do it again.
Over time.
It's why I don't own a boat.
Yeah. It is a terrifying...
Yeah. You can hear my voice. I'm panicked now. I'm reliving the trauma.
It's not terrifying because it's that hard. It's terrifying because we're not good at it. Yeah. And we know that it would take a long time.
And on a busy day, those ramps, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, it's people are waiting to get in there.
One dude was like honking at me and I leaned out the window. I'm like, you think that effing helps?
Nice.
Yeah.
And you should go punch it, man.
It does. It turns into one of those where I'm like, you come over here and say...
You freaking bitch.
I wish I knew that lady's name. I never even got to thank her. She just like left. I was like, thank you. And she might have been a spirit. That might have been a celestial being.
Yeah.
In that moment, God came down.
It's called an angel.
Exactly. It's like,
girl,
this is
you something else.
All right. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. According to Buck, it's a holiday, but I don't think it is.
You never know.
We're back Monday. 3-7 on Fake Night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.